www.thebeatnik.com.
Kate Delaney here on a show called America Tonight. If you've never heard the show before, we're talking about everything that is cooler buzz that is making news and things that we think should make news here on this show. You can participate at any moment, throwing your 2 cents in at 800-259-5791. Right at the top, the economy. We know that some more jobless numbers, of course, are coming out, and some just did. The prevailing thought is we might see 10% unemployment, but tell that to the people in Las Vegas, Nevada. They're already up to 13%. Of course, it's a service economy there. They rely on people coming to town to spend money on restaurants, hotels, and, of course, gamble. So there are still lots of people in trouble in the country. They think another shoe is going to drop in the mortgage industry. California is obviously drowning in debt, as is Michigan, and sadly many other states are fighting to keep their heads above water. So ultimately, when we talk about the stimulus, when we talk about health care reform, because people, especially people with a lot of children, finding it hard to pay the premiums or find themselves out of work, and they're doing the thing where they're paying COBRA, and they feel fortunate that they have COBRA, but yet they can barely afford to make the mortgage payment. So we know it's a cycle. It's a circle where one thing happens, it leads to another, and it leads to another and another and another. So the bottom line is this tug of war continues in health care reform. And there should be a full Senate vote by the end of the month, and the Senate Finance Committee should be able to vote on Tuesday. Max Baucus, the senator in charge and living large, if you will, feels like that happens by Tuesday. Now, there is no public option. However, there are whispers that the White House behind the scenes is really actually pressuring some that are waffling in the Democratic Party to push for some sort of a public option in the ultimate bill that we will see as the final form of the bill that will get voted on at some point, both in both chambers, the House and in the Senate as well. So Senator Chuck Schumer and Senator John Cornyn agree on a few things, but also disagree on a few things, including talking about unemployment and what they're going to extend the unemployment benefits. I think they agree on that. But the stimulus, and did it work and did it not work? And also health care reform, ultimately all the money issues that plague so many of us in this country. Take a listen as they were part of George Stephanopoulos' show on Sunday, and just a little snippet of it on our Sunday Swirl.
Yeah, we're going to pass a bill this week, put it on the floor. I believe it'll pass. It'll extend unemployment benefits for 4 weeks for all states and another 12 or 13 weeks for all states above 8.5%.
So that goes beyond where the House was.
It would go beyond what the House was. We think that, you know, you have 8.5% unemployment, that's pretty bad, and you ought to get some help.
Will Republicans support that?
I think so. I don't know where the 8.5% cutoff comes from, because people who are comprised at 8% or whatever it is, and for example, in Texas now, about 8%, they need some help, too, so I hope we can work on that.
Well,
so,
we'd be happy to work on that together.
Well, it sounds like it's going to pass the Senate this week, so let's get on to probably what are more contentious.
I figured Texas was below 8.5 when you had some there.
How about the broader issue? Senator Cornyn, Chairman Greenspan says no other stimulus, but the president said yesterday he's going to have his team look at more job creation measures. Good idea?
Well, I think the stimulus so far has been unsuccessful in achieving the goals that the president set out for it. He said with the stimulus, we'd see 8%, no higher than 8% unemployment. And we now see with 60% of the stimulus unspent that has not been successful. We're going to see unemployment over 10%. 43 cents out of every dollar spent in Washington today is borrowed. And the American people are justifiably concerned, even scared, at the spending and the debt that's being racked up. And unfortunately, the health care issue threatens to make matters worse, not
better. So stand pat is your position.
Well, no. I think there are things we need to do to help people who need help, like unemployment benefits and the like. But I think throwing more money at the problem and racking up more and more debt for our children and grandchildren to pay is not the answer.
Bottom line, we have to deal with the pain of people's unemployment now. So we'll do unemployment benefits. I'd be for extending COBRA benefits so people could get health care as well.
Are you for that?
I'm for healthcare reform, and which means that in part what we do is you don't have to get it from your employer. If establish parity where people get affordable health coverage, even if they're self-employed.
How about extending the ability of people who are unemployed to buy
COBRA?
Sure, but COBRA's not really a great solution for a lot of people because it costs so much money. So that's part of the overall problem about making it more affordable.
That's true. In the longer run, and then we can do a couple of things. I'd be for extending the housing tax credit, which has helped get the housing market out of the severe depression it was in. It's getting a little better, has to go more. But as John
said, you're
nodding
your head on that, too. So we have a lot of agreement,
Senator. Chuck and I agree on a lot of things, but some things. Let me put it out. But Johnny Isaacson of Georgia has been championing the tax credit for home purchases. Now it's getting ready to expire, and it's limited to $8,000 for first-time purchasers. His argument is, and I think he's right, is that the housing inventories or excess housing inventories are what are dampening the recovery, and I think he's right.
All right, so here's the interesting thing. You listen to that back and forth, and we let it go for you for a little bit, for a few minutes, so you could get a feel for it. Pretty much is what you heard on that show, and we've heard from Chuck Schumer before, and the same from Senator Cornyn as well. Then you have this from Senator Olympia Snowe from Maine, who says, you know, she's part of that Senate Finance Committee, we have no certainty as to whether or not these plans that they're discussing are going to be affordable. And that this is the problem. So they finished this up. They wrote this health care bill on Friday, and they have no idea. And this is what I've said all along. The problem is, what are the costs? So as you look at this, what's your biggest concern as the government ponders the future of your health care? It's like somebody explained to me, based on what is out there now, let's say you had a family of four. And the person making the money, your only income was $63,000 a year, right? So you're in the middle of the middle class, according to the numbers. They say that family would pay over $7,000 to buy its own health insurance under the plan that Senator Baucus is pushing. Or they could get a tax credit of $3,900 to help pay for a policy that's over $11,000. The balance due is over $7,000, and of course that's real bucks that you would have to pay. Therein lies the problem. Most middle-class Americans, based on everything that's being said, would struggle to pay for health insurance, and the legislation that is quickly moving through Congress, again, I'm going to emphasize this, would require all of us, every single one of us, from me to all of you, to get insurance through an employer, a government program, or buy it yourself. So these new tax credits won't help enough with those premiums. You're still not going to be able to afford it. At least some people, anyway, won't be able to afford it. A big chunk of people wouldn't be able to do it. It would still be out of reach. So this is why people are resisting the change, because we keep asking about the costs. And yes, we need health care reform. Do tort reform, erase the state lines, and create competition, and I think you're much better off. You might disagree, that's fine. 800-259-5791. We welcome all opinions here on America Tonight.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's D-I-G-A-N-E-T.net. D-I-G-A-N-E-T.net. diginet.net or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue River. Well, I bet you taught the other
kids. Back at it, heading into yet another week here on America Tonight. Let's fly out to Mark in New York. Hello, Mark. All right, Mark dropped. 800, Mark, if you call back, we'll give you a free pass and slide you in. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. So I was talking about health care, and of course it's on the top of everyone's mind. As I said, Tuesday is the Senate finance vote, and then ultimately by the end of the month they think they'll have a Senate vote at that point. It's always been for me about the cost of initiating health care reform overall, right? And the cost to you and to me, to us. Because what would be so incredibly great about this healthcare plan for you and I that makes us really excited about it? The thing that's constantly being said is in the speeches, in the rosy speeches, is, you know, it's outrageous that everybody doesn't have healthcare and we ought to have healthcare for everybody. But it's not healthcare for everybody if they can't afford it and they're forced to have to have health care. I mean, life is tough and it's a tough decision, and sometimes that's what happens. People have to rely on the kindness of people around them. I mean, in one sense you say it is ridiculous, so there should be affordability, and that's what it is. It's more about affordability, that the insurance companies and big pharma and all those that have their hands in the pockets of the other guy. I keep always coming back to this staggering number that you have six people in the healthcare industry for every one representative of Congress, pushing them in all kinds of directions, wooing them, schmoozing them, whatever you want to call it. That's an incredible number. I think it's an incredible number, and just shows you the monopolies that certainly have been there, especially for the insurance companies. That's what it is. So if we're going to have any kind of a trade-off, it would have to be a trade-off that I think would positively, certainly, help the people across the country head in the right direction financially. And that's the thing. None of these proposals do that. And, you know, when you hear the senator from Maine who's been right in the thick of this the whole time, she just admits. She just says, hey, we don't know. We have no certainty as whether or not you're going to be able to afford this. We don't know. We're just crunching the numbers here, figuring it out, trying to get it done. But it could be rough on a lot of people. We don't really know if you're going to be able to afford it or not. This is not acceptable, I think, for most of us, right? Especially if it's mandatory. If it's mandatory, then that means mandatory is what it is. That means your government is telling you you have no choice. So if you want to play chicken, or if you absolutely can't afford it, or if you just don't want it, you have no choice. And this goes back to the same thing that I talked about in July. Lots of people work in small businesses, and small businesses sometimes consist of 5, 6, 7 people, not necessarily giant offices with flooded with a decent amount of employees. So try getting health insurance then. It's already a problem now. I think it'll be just as tough with some of the proposals that are out there. So these new tax credits aren't going to help you because you're still going to have to come up with the cash, and that's the thing. That's what you know, you're talking about rent, car payments, mortgage payments. So if you are going to have wages garnished or whatever, for whatever reason, with the mandatory thing that's attached to health care reform, you know, that's why you see this turnout in these town hall meetings. And that's why people are concerned, geez, am I going to have the same health care coverage? Because you know what, you're really not going to have it. I mean, that's pretty much what the senator from Maine is saying. We don't know what it's going to cost. We don't know, ultimately. She's not saying we don't know it's going to be a better plan, but she pretty much is saying that. The idea is affordability. Erase the state lines. The easiest thing they could do right now, but the problem is the insurance companies are owed too much. So healthcare reform, you know, suddenly became the big topic really starting in July, right? But if you remember, heading up to that, or leading up to that anyway, a lot of the conversation was climate change and the vote through the House and what was going to happen there. Now the top energy advisor is saying, hey, you know, just so everybody knows, there's no way we're going to be able to pass a bill on climate change this year. It's just not going to happen. There's no way because of these other negotiations. Plus, we've got the certainly not in time for the global climate treaty that starts in Copenhagen in December, because going through this process, you know, we would have liked to have a bill signed by the president on comprehensive energy by the time we go there, but it's not likely. So just so you're up to speed on this whole climate thing, the Senate Democrats had a bill on Wednesday of last week that was supposed to cut greenhouse gases by 20% in 2020. The House passed a bill in June that calls for a 17% emission cut by 2020. Now, we did talk about this, the whole cap and trade thing. So the Senate bill includes cap and trade that would require power plants, refineries, think of any kind of an industrial kind of facility at all, to cut carbon dioxide and other kinds of pollution, right? So there would be what they call an overall emission cap, and polluters would be able to purchase emission allowances. Doesn't this just sound like health care and tax credits? You'll be able to purchase emission allowances to limit reductions, but the bill doesn't lay out how those allowances would be distributed. So obviously that's a problem. So we're gonna collect this money, and what are you doing with that? Climate change has a couple of other things obviously in the way, like overhauling healthcare. Hey, we're going to pass this cap and trade thing, and we're going to go with first we're doing the climate bill, see what happens there, and then we're jumping on healthcare. I don't know what they were thinking. they probably being the Democrats, since they have the majority, once Obama took office, but figured it was Obama-palooza and we're going to, everything's going to get rammed through at once and there's not going to be any problems. Well, naturally, could you get hotter topics, completely change our way of life when it comes to health care? And then, hey, what are you breathing in? How do we decide what it is? How do we decide what we're going to do with our cars? Is it going to be like California? When are we going to have these things kick in, and when can we realistically think that we can implement them? I mean, please. And then, of course, all the financial stuff that they're doing on Wall Street, these new regulations. Mm. So having said all that, you'd have to think now on the second trip back to Copenhagen, because obviously this was a failed trip to Copenhagen on the Olympics in 2016. Obama's arrival there did nothing to turn heads. In fact, they weren't even, Chicago wasn't even competing for ultimately 2016. They weren't even in the running, didn't even make it past the initial rounds. So now the U.S. goes back to Copenhagen in December. U.S., I don't know that the U.S. would take naturally, you would think that the U.S. might take a leading role in this whole climate thing. But how can they do that if they don't have a, how can the United States do that if there's no climate law on the books? I'm just saying the power base is kind of going away. Not that I'm on board with cap and trade, because I'm not. Because once again, I think the problem with this is the same thing. The cost. It's, you know, all this pie in the sky that's being painted out there, and then ultimately it comes down to the people who are going to have to pay for it. They can't afford to pay for it. I can't afford to have a windmill in my backyard. Can you afford to have a windmill in your backyard? I mean, the answer is probably no. The Al Gores of the world can afford to do that. The Kate Delaney's and the rest of us can't afford that. And then the same thing with cars. Where are we with the car situation? I mean, if you're going to plug a car in, you still have electricity, right? You have to have electricity. Where's the electricity coming from? What are we talking about with coal burning plants? I think a lot of the problem is that the fine print, or the ultimately when legislation is put together, it's just not flushed out enough. It's not flushed out enough. They don't go through it and put realistic numbers and realistic goals in these bills, and cap and trade was riddled with that, and we're seeing the same thing with health care. You might disagree, that's fine. Like I said before, if you do, we welcome anybody to the show with any kinds of opinion. You can call us 800-259-5791 here on America Tonight.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com, the best filtered water in the world.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
From the Berkey guy who brought you the Berkey Light Water Purification Specials and the KDF Shower Filter, now comes the newest Berkey Water Purification System, the Go Berkey Kit. This latest stainless steel Berkey includes everything you need to take your Berkey on the go. The Go Berkey Kit is a one-quart stainless steel Berkey. It's perfect for the outdoors, office, work, camping, and emergency use. This new Go Berkey Kit comes with one black Berkey element with a short stem, a sport Berkey water bottle, plus a convenient vinyl carrying case, all for only $139 with free shipping. The Go Berkey Kit is easy to set up and can purify up to 1.5 gallons of water per hour. Get your new Go Berkey Kit now by calling the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or shop online now at GoBerkeyKit.com. That's GoBerkeyKit.com.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
In 1965, this was the sound. One more time. One more time. One more time. Greatest tea. Metal Jack. Papa's got a brand new bag. And your face is fine and groovy. Metal Jack, Papa's got a brand new bag.
All right, coming up, we're going to let you know if anybody nailed the score in our next segment, plus some highlights of what happened in the NFL today, because I mean, let's face it, we all kick back and take a break from politics and everything buzzing around in our heads about what's happening in D.C., the lack of action, and then when there's finally action, it's ridiculous action. Although, nothing's official yet with health care. I hear behind the scenes there's no question there is still the push for the public option, so don't be fooled by that. Ultimately, when something slips through, and it will, I think a lot of what's being talked about, you won't even recognize half of it. And the bottom line is, hey, do you want this mandated? That's the thing. Forced, gun to the head, employers have to do it. No. Again, my solution, the solution many people agree with, because there are doctors who are so not on board with the other stuff, and they'll bail on the business, or you're going to have an incredible wait time. And you wait and see. You'll ultimately, people will sour, I think, on healthcare, on what's happened with healthcare reform, if some of these things that are floating around out there become a reality. So keep your fingers crossed that doesn't happen. Erase the state lines, create more competition, and do the tort reform thing so the malpractice insurance isn't so ridiculous, and then all that stuff doesn't have to be passed on to the patients. Mark is back in New York. Hello, Mark.
Hi, hon. You know, you're right about the health reform, and of across state lines and giving people more options, more choice, more liberty. But that's not what this administration wants. These people want to serve special interests, the big insurance companies, the big pharma. But you know why I didn't call about that? I had a lovely day today here in southwestern Connecticut. I have a number of hobbies in my life. It's not important what they are, but I get to enjoy them. And my dispatcher called me and said, hey, you want to work today? I said, yeah. So I'm just getting off of work. And I was able to make some overtime. And I want to say, God bless America. God bless the taxpayers. God bless everybody that helps me to enjoy my life. But you know why I'm upset, Matt Kate? I can do these things today. I can go to the gym. I can do whatever I want. But there's 10 guys in Afghanistan, our brothers, that just got killed by the Taliban. And we also had two other guys killed by Afghan police officers that turned on them. I want to ask this administration and everybody else, what are these guys doing over there? Why are they dying like this? Now, you know I told you about my great uncles and my uncle and my father all being in the military. No, I haven't been in uniform. And I respect the guys, what they're trying to do for us. Would you please tell me why these guys had to die today fighting these animals? Okay? People say, oh, if we leave, it's a great victory for Al-Qaeda. And the other side said, well, Al-Qaeda wasn't here with the Taliban. And these other guys are saying, well, I know this is a similar subject. Let Israel bomb Iran because what's going on around the world, Kate? Why are these guys, why do they have to die for this? I don't get it.
I agree 100%. We talked about it earlier, Mark, and I said the very same thing. You know, they were set up, and yeah, I know you know the details. They're set up in an ambush, basically, 12 hours, rocket fire, machine gun fire. It was ridiculous. Firing from a mosque.
Yeah. And we've been working with the Afghan military, the Afghan police forces, everybody else. Where's it going? Now, I'm not saying put your tail between your legs and retreat. What I'm saying is we need to know what the American people need to know. Why the tax money's going over there? What's the deal with this scumbag Karzai, his brother being a drug dealer? I know, I saw him talking about it before, and the poppy fields. And as you hear also, I don't know if this is true or not, but it might be, that Tillman was going to come back here and spill the beans about what's going on with the poppy fields out
there.
And they killed
him.
Now, if that's 0.1% true, I want our good guys, who are probably part of the Oath Keepers, good military guys, out of there. But, see, they won't give it to me. People will call and say, you know, this, you're that. You know, tell me what the hell these guys had to die for. The reason I'm asking is because I had to enjoy a nice day. I'm looking at a nice full moon out here. Them guys are gone. I don't want to know why. Because there's politics playing. People screamed about Bush Cheney. They screamed about Clinton. And I'm screaming about Obama. And I'm going to keep screaming. Because now it's enough. Just give the lieutenants. I wouldn't say sergeant, but give him a lieutenant, who's the highest commander here. Give him a tactical nuke and say, all right, you know what? Here, we're leaving. Oh, by the way, this is for you, scumbags, and let it go. I don't care anymore. We don't have any friends over there. We have nothing. And these guys are going to die, and I'm getting choked up here because they're trying to. We need them here. We need them here, and they're dying, and it's not right, Kate. Thank you.
I agree. It's not right, Mark, and you made a great point. Thank you. And seeing Mark says, it's like I say, I've signed off and said many times on the show, I mean, say go out and enjoy your life because people spill their blood for you to have these freedoms. And it's outrageous that you've got no direction, no whatsoever strategy, and we're just waiting around to decide what to do in Afghanistan, and more people are being deployed into a hellhole, into a rat's nest for what? What is the end game? Is there a victory to be had? And the answer is no. And the answer is do the people even really want the intervention from the United States? And it's money, it's blood, and more importantly, I agree with Mark, it's the loss of lives that is so, so upsetting. Mm-mm-mm. All right, we move on from that, and you can email me your thoughts on Afghanistan. We talked a lot about Afghanistan, obviously, during the show. I'm sure many of you listening who have served have thoughts on it, or you may know people that have served and what they're going through as well. So send us your personal stories. We're going to have some military people on coming up in the next couple of days here, by the way, to talk about the casualties and things that have happened in the past and things that are happening now. So email us, americatonight.net. In the meantime, just for fun and because we can do it, Let's pull out the dungeon. And who are we going to throw in the dungeon? It would just be too easy to throw. We've already done it. We've thrown Obama in there for lack of policies or whatever. So we're going to pick on the French, because the French always, at every twist and turn, it seems, unless you're fluent in French, they seem to take a swack at America. If you've ever been to France, you know what I'm talking about. this is crazy. I guess there is a McDonald's restaurant and a McCafe, that's what they call them, that are opening in the Louvre Museum next month. Can you believe it? You have a place like the Louvre, and you are going to open a McDonald's restaurant there. It just doesn't seem that something with that kind of history and the mecca of the high art world and the Golden Arches would mesh. Seems a little odd, doesn't it? But no, it's true. McDonald's is going in. So as much as they hate the United States, at least many French, why would they embrace the fast food industry, especially the Golden Arches of McDonald's? I am just absolutely stunned by that. That is completely American, isn't it? So whoever allowed this to happen, shame on them. It's about the money, isn't it? It's about trying to get the big bucks. Is that in line with that museum's image? Ooh. The haughty French. Why are they doing this? So without further ado, all those who allow that to happen in the Louvre, we are throwing you in the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, wow. So, hey, bring on the Americans, because that's what it is. France, I guess, has become McDonald's biggest market in the world outside of the U.S. That's what the chain says anyway. Business in, the traditional bistros, et cetera, are in free falls, and fast food is doing well in France. They had 30 new Golden Arches open last year, and 450 million people ate it up. Man, that is a huge, that's up 11%, they say, from the previous year. So obviously the French don't care if they have a McDonald's, a McDonald's in the Louvre. It just seems so, to me, so odd to think of the two. If you've ever been there, if you've ever had the pleasure to be there, it absolutely does not mix. And in fact, last year they had a Starbucks that opened, I guess, pretty close to the Wright Bank Museum's entrance. And a lot of people signed a protest. They were furious. They opened it anyway, and they were asked to provide what they called cultural corner of brochures and catalogs. So now you had Starbucks, and now you've got McDonald's. Wow. I guess they're not so worried about the perception there. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it. It's about the money. Come on, that's what it's about, or they wouldn't put up the Golden Arches. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to turn our attention for a few minutes anyway to what happened in the NFL, because here we've now gone through 4 weeks in the NFL. Can you believe it? Week 5. Of course, next week, and that means another round of Nail the Score. If you don't know what Nail the Score is, tune in. Thursday night's our third hour, Thursday really into Friday. We randomly pick a game the computer does, and you get to nail the score. Did anybody correctly do that in week 4? We're going to let you know next here on ATN.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, Our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Some things other stations just can't talk about.
I'm so glad you're mentioning that the black man got shot at the Holocaust Museum. And so when we're talking about the black-Jewish relationships, I think that this might be a great for the after the...
Rob, ready?
I remember black stars lightning all around me.
Jets move it left to right on the first play of the second quarter. Play action. Sanchez throws an interception. It's back at the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Midfield, Sanchez to beat. He won't do it. Look at Darren Sharper. He's going to strut into the end zone. Rumble, young man, rumble. 99 yards on the return. Jets coming on the blitz. Brees sets up the screen to Pierre Thomas. Blockers in front. 30, down to the 25. Still at his feet, 20. He's down to the 10. He breaks another tackle. And he'll be stopped just short of the end zone. Patry split out wide to the left. Backs in an eye. Play action. Sanchez can't find anybody. Smith hits him from behind. Falls loose in the end zone. Saints fight for it. They've got it. They cover it up for the touchdown.
Another week in the NFL, week four in the NFL, and you can hear some of those highlights or lowlights depending on who your team is, who you root for. And, you know, it's interesting. Gosh, it's so tough. I love the NFL, so flipping around is pretty much what I do. Just like a guy flipping all over the place trying to get the latest scores and whatnot and watching a couple of the games. The Bears shine through. Some other ones I'm throwing at you. 48-24, but of course they were going to pound on the Lions, their home. It was a big day for Cutler in the sense that he had a couple of touchdowns and scored when he needed to score, obviously, and then they started to pull away in this one. The Chiefs lost yet another one. Of course, they were going to. The Giants are 4-0. The Chiefs are 0-4. 27-16 was the final score there. You heard some of the interesting highlights, I think, from some of the better games – on the day, and we're going to talk about whether or not anyone nailed the score here in just a second. But the Broncos beat the Cowboys, because I know we have a lot of Cowboy fans listening to us. 17-10 was the final score. Tony Romo, 25-42, 255 yards, no touchdowns. He's going to really be under fire, I think, after that performance. The 49ers blew out the Rams. They're 0-4. They're horrible, obviously. The 49ers have some hope. They're 3-1. They should have done, obviously, what they did. The Steelers are 2-2, 2-0 at home as they knocked off the Chargers, 38-28. Ben Roethlisberger was 26-33, 333 yards and a couple of TDs. Now, the big one we're curious about, too, is going to be the Monday night game, the Packers and the Vikings. Brett Favre facing his old teammates in a Vikings uniform in Minnesota. You can bet the dome will be crackling. I am sure it will be like a live wire beyond belief. If there was a game I would love to be at this week, I think it would be that one, no doubt. Now, for nail the score, if you listen to some of the things you heard there, I think you heard that they were describing Sanchez in one of the play-by-play cuts that you heard. The Saints turned it on to beat the Jets 24-10. It was a very tough day for Mark Sanchez. Lots of mistakes, and it just killed the Jets. No touchdowns. But what was interesting, Drew Brees was 20-32, 190 yards. No touchdowns for Drew Brees either. Saints with a big win, though. They're 4-0. 24-10 was the final score. 24-10. So that brings us to nail the score. I have the Saints winning it 27-21. Matt also had the Saints winning it 31-17. Tom in Kansas had New Orleans 26-20. Nobody came close to nailing the score. Even the people that called and the people that also emailed us during the hour. We had Edna in Kansas who said the Saints 22-17. And Don in Kentucky had the Saints just clobbering the Jets 48-28, but it didn't turn out to be that kind of game at all. Did you watch the game, Matt?
I saw bits and pieces here and there. I saw a lot of the highlights. I didn't actually sit down and watch the entire game, though, but surprising that Drew Brees didn't throw a touchdown pass.
I know. That's the first thing, and I watched bits and pieces of that game too, as much as I could, and I thought that was so odd that he didn't throw any touchdowns. We'll talk about that in a second, because I know you've got some highlights to play for us, so let those roll.
Jets move it left to right on the first play of the second quarter. Play action. Sanchez throws an interception to Sharper. It's back at the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Midfield, Sanchez to beat. He won't do it. Look at Darren Sharper. He's going to strut into the end zone. Rumble, young man, rumble. 99 yards on the return. Jets coming on the blitz. Brees sets up the screen to Pierre Thomas. Blockers in front. 30. Down to the 25. Still on his feet. 20. He's down to the 10. He breaks another tackle. And he'll be stopped just short of the end zone. Patry split out wide to the left. Backs in an eye. Play action. Sanchez can't find anybody. Smith hits him from behind. Falls loose in the end zone. Saints fight for it. They've got it. They cover it up for the touchdown.
All right, so Matt and I said, that was the stunning thing about this. This has nailed the score, and we do not have a winner, so we'll try again, of course, next week. Remember, that third hour in the Thursday/Friday show, you don't have to know anything about football. It's like the lottery. That's my best analogy. I know I say it every single week, but you just tell us what team you think is going to win and what you think the final outcome will be. In that one, here's an interesting side note to that Monday night game with the Vikings. Check this out. The Twins and the Tigers are in a one-game playoff in the AL Central. They play on Tuesday afternoon, and so they get this extra day. Why? Of course, because the Vikings are hosting the Packers at the Dome. I kind of like it, and I love the one-game playoff. Matt, we're going to defer back to you because the mothership, of course, is in Minnesota, in Minneapolis. A couple of big sports days for the people there.
Yes, and also on Saturday we had the big border battle between the Minnesota Gophers and the Wisconsin Badgers. So it's kind of a double dose of the Wisconsin-Minnesota rivalry. And then we have the Twins, who are somehow still in the hunt for the the division title, which I can't believe being, I mean, a month ago, they were about 7 or 8 games out of it, and they were just dead in the water. And then here we are with extra 163 coming up here on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's what, to me, that's what makes it so exciting. That's what's interesting about sports in general. There is no definite script. Sometimes things you don't think can happen, they actually do happen, and things that are supposed to happen do. But then, you know, whether it's baseball, we're talking about Major League Baseball or the NFL or the NBA or the NHL or any of the other sports that are played, from NASCAR to college football, there just is no definite. It's such a trite, and I hate this saying, on like for the NFL on any given Sunday, but it is just so true. And look what's happened now. Here you have this Monday night game, and then you have the Twins in this scenario. If you're a Minnesota fan and you're a sports fan, ooh, it would be just a beautiful thing to go to that. Do the work thing, get off of work, do the Monday night football thing, and then slide out of work early and go to that Tuesday game. I mean, that is just absolutely the best. It's like a sports person's dream. And then if Minnesota wins, they're 4-0. And, of course, if the Twins win, then they're in the playoffs. Just crazy. Speaking of the playoffs, how about Alex Rodriguez? He, and I hate bringing him up, but he homers twice. He drives in 7 RBIs. Yeah. In one inning, A-Rod's bat in a 10-run 6. So, of course, that certainly helped the Yankees, as they are playoff-bound, obviously. But wow, what a day. What a day at the plate, to say the least. Ooh. So good for A-Rod. I know there's a lot of baseball fans listening, because sometimes some of you email me about baseball and what I think is going to happen with the Phillies, because, you know, I'm a Phillies fan. And, of course, they won last year, and they're back in the playoffs. And this is it, the tail end of the season. Now it's just the guys that are left, the one-game playoff, and we move forward to the postseason. Sometimes I know people that don't even watch baseball until you actually get to, you know, they watch bits and pieces, some highlights on the Sports Center or whatever, but they don't actually watch until it comes to the playoffs. I understand. Trust me, I have TiVo. That's where you can record everything at once. It's the best invention ever, ever, bar none.
Jets move it left to right on the first play of the second quarter. Play action. Sanchez throws an interception to Sharper. It's back at the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Midfield, Sanchez to beat. He won't do it. Look at Darren Sharper. He's going to strut into the end zone. Rumble, young man.